Kid, The Admiral's Daughter, by Julian Stockwin, read by Christian Rodska. Ye gentlemen of England that live at home at ease, ah, little do you think upon the dangers of the seas. Martin Parker, circa 1635. Chapter 1. Nicholas Renzi nodded to the man sharing with him the warmth of the log fire at the Angel posting house and regarding his deep tan with suspicion. It was not an attribute often seen in England after a hard winter. Renzi was newly returned from tumultuous experiences on the other side of the world that had left him questioning his reason. He'd sailed to New South Wales as a free settler, determined to forge a new life there, but it was not to be. And now, in just a little while, he would see Cecilia. The ship that had brought him home had docked 3 days ago, and, having signed off on the voyage, he and Thomas Kidd had made for Guildford. It had been cowardly of him, Renzi acknowledged, to have asked his friend to arrive first to prepare his sister for their sudden reappearance. Cecilia had nursed him through a deadly fever and touched his heart. But such was his respect for her that he'd vowed to achieve something in the world before he made his feelings known to her, and had left without a word. He'd laboured long and hard to try to create an Arcadia of his small landholding for Cecilia in that raw land. Eventually, Kidd had rescued him. He'd suggested that Renzi make use of his education by devoting himself to the elucidation of natural philosophy from a new standpoint.